Because of the worldwide pandemic, churches have closed their doors to gathering together to curb the spread of the deadly virus. Yet as the restrictions on gathering are lifted, churches advertise that the church is now reopening. However, this isn't accurate, for the churches never closed, despite our inability to gather together, if the biblical understanding of church is to be believed. Church is those who belong to Jesus, and there's great value to gathering together, even virtually. Firstly, let's get a right perspective about our gathering together. There is a heavenly gathering around God's throne from which He rules the universe He created. A majestic picture is painted of myriads of redeemed sinners gathering in worship to God. And there was a vast multitude from every nation, tribe, people, and language, which no one could number, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, and they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who is seated on the throne, and to the Lamb, that is Jesus." Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 and 10. Secondly, our gathering together on earth in various geographical locations reflects what's happening in heaven. It establishes a visible outpost on earth of Christ's kingdom, where Christ's followers gather as the citizens of our majestic King to exalt Him and to expand His kingdom's rule. Now, this is why God's people gather together every Lord's Day. The early followers of Jesus gathered together daily. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. Now, all the believers were together. Every day they devoted themselves to meeting together in the temple and broke bread from house to house. They ate their food with joyful and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. Every day the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. Acts chapter 2, verses 42 through 47. A prime reason for God's people to gather together is to hear His word. His word shapes our lives to live a life that resembles an increasing likeness to Jesus. Let the word of Christ dwell richly among you in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another through psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16. And according to the Apostle Paul's instruction, Christ's followers are to make my joy complete by thinking the same way, having the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility consider others as more important than yourselves. Everyone should look not to his own interests, but rather to the interests of others. Philippians chapter 2, verses 2 through 4. Being like-minded, united in Christ, as well as having one another's interests as our priority, makes our gathering together attractive and constructive. Our aim as we gather together is to build one another up to maturity in Christ. From Him, that is Christ, the whole body, which is a reference to those who belong to Jesus, are fitted and knit together by every supporting ligament, promotes the growth of the body for building itself up in love by the proper working of each individual part. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 16. Everyone who belongs to Jesus is to play a role in producing maturity in one another's life. How effectively are you playing your part? Finally, never forget the immense value of gathering together. And let us consider one another in order to provoke love and good works, not neglecting to gather together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging each other, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25. You play a key role to help Christ's followers to go the full distance, staying faithful to Christ till He is seen face to face. Join me in prayer. Dear Lord, thank You that I will one day gather together with everyone who belongs to You in heaven around Your throne. Enable me to gather faithfully now to build others up to maturity in Christ. Amen.